Mr. Davy, reel four.
Okay, well,
The
in any given day, what was the kind of domestic
now
duties you'd have?
the in the barrack rooms, the bombardier would detail off two men as cooks for the day. And in those two cooks was vested the responsibility for producing the food for the men for the day, for the men in the barrack room for the day. There would be two more detailed as sweepers, whose responsibility was to keep the rooms clean for the day. And then there were such odd chores of the barracks, like somebody would be permanently detailed to look after the passage and stairs, and somebody else would be detailed to look after the tin gear, as we called it, which really constituted all the metal containers, saucepans, pots and pans, cabinets to keep food in, and so on.
Was all of this kept in the barrack room?
You lived in the barrack room in those days completely. You had the barrack room was equipped with these 30-odd beds, which were folding beds. They were not ordinary folding beds, but they were beds divided into two halves, the bottom half pushed in under the top half. And the mattress was a long 6-foot-long palliasse, which was stuffed with straw, and which you replaced with new straw every so often. I think probably about every 6 weeks, so on. You ditched the old straw and replaced it with new. For some reason, the clean straw was kept in the coal yard, and the bed was made up every day. The palliasse was folded in two halves and stood upright, and the blankets were folded on top of it, and so on. Behind each bed were three pegs on the wall with a couple of shelves, and here you kept all your equipment, clothing, and small odds and ends, which were laid had to be laid on the shelves in a certain order, and everything kept neat and tidy for inspection every day. The room was scrubbed out every day, including the area under the beds. And this was done before you went on parade in the morning. The job of the cooks would be to draw such things as meat, bread, and
Tell me this. Tell me about the cooks of the day in a bit more detail. When you did your turn at the cook of the day, what would your responsibilities be during the course of the 24-hour period, starting at the beginning?
well, having got out of bed, the first job in the morning was to rush to the ration store and draw the bread for the day. And for some reason, you were required to be properly dressed with laced-up boots and uniform cap and a white jacket and so on to before you were allowed to draw the bread. And you were inspected by the ration store quartermaster sergeant and sent back if you weren't right. It was death to the law to appear at 6:30 in the morning to draw the bread with a pair of shoes on. You wanted a pair of boots on, and they had to be laced up. Of course, the punishment if you were sent back was that you tagged on the end of the queue afterwards and you probably missed your own breakfast. And you drew the meat. One cook did that, and the other one went to another place to draw meat. which he would take to the washhouse outside the barrack room, which was also the preparing room and so on. And the job of the old soldier of the room, there was, most rooms boasted an old soldier who was there to help, generally.
Sorry, I missed a point then. Did you say that, excuse me, did you say that having been issued with the meat, there was a special area where he would go to prepare it?
Yes, in this washhouse.
Ah.
He would take the meat and put it in this washhouse. Then the bombardier of the room, or the old soldier of the room, would consider the joint and say what it was, whether it was going to be a stew or whether it was going to be a roast. And he would probably tell you to do it, but you didn't know how to do it, so he would end up showing you how to do it. And you prepared this meat.
And so the bombardier in each hut more or less set what the menu would be?
Well, to the extent that he would say whether that was a roast or whether it was a stew or what it was. But you did it. And, of course, with a good old soldier, there were afters. With a good old soldier in the room. If the old soldier was otherwise engaged or too busy, there were no afters. The first course was the end one as well.
But presumably it would be the cooks of the day that would be doing these things rather than the old soldier.
Yes.
He was presumably just in charge of the hut.
He would be telling them what to do. And after a time you became sufficiently experienced to be able to make a duff for yourself. But at first, of course, you weren't. If the old soldier didn't make it, you didn't get it.
What were the most common dishes that would be prepared by the cooks of the day?
Steamed duff, as far as I remember, which was more or less suet pudding with fruit in and so on.
Well, that's for afters, but what about the main course? What sort of things would you have?
Well, there was a thing called a straight rush, which was merely a joint to be roasted in a dish, and the joint was put on top of the potatoes and so on. That would be that one. Then there was a hash, oosh we used to call it, I think, which was all the meat cut up and all the vegetables cut up and all done together in a dish. Yeah. Very much like what we would call nowadays a casserole, I suppose.
I see. They're basically similar to the sailors' dishes. There wasn't much between them, yeah.
And then, of course, there was stew, big black pots. Yeah. Huge great black pots.
Yes. Was there any provision in barracks for social activities when you were not undergoing training?
Oh, yes. Yes, there were plenty of social activities going on. There was a theatre. And very good concerts. And billiard room, library. Plenty of social amenities really there. Recreation rooms in general. And coffee bar. Beer bar.
What were the regulations about for the beer bar? Did you call it a beer bar? That was your name for it, wasn't it?
The proper name of it was Wet Canteen.
Yeah. Was that open all the evening or limited to certain areas? Or what were the regulations?
No, that would be limited as far as I know to about the same sort of times as licensing times outside. It would be closed about 9:15, I should think, in the evening. Because, of course, lights out would be at 10:15. And after lights out at 10:15, there were no light. There were literally no night. You felt no light. You felt your way. Sort of business. It was a complete blackout after that time.
Did you tend after work or after training to avail yourselves of these social recreational facilities that were available in barracks, or did you tend rather to get to go into Portsmouth?
No, I don't think you could go into Portsmouth very much. You could, you might go the odd day, the odd evening here and there, but more or less, usually that for us recruits, that would be limited to the weekend. You might go out, you have a late pass, which meant you could stay out till midnight. And probably that would be granted you on a Saturday, or maybe on a Sunday.
Were these regulations more liberal after you ceased to be recruits?
Oh yes, there were different things. I never was in barracks as a trained soldier during the war period at all. When I finished my recruit training, I went afloat.
Yeah.
But of course, the men at in the headquarters side of it.
Yeah. But were, after the war, you had periods in barracks.
Oh yes.
As a trained soldier.
Oh, much.
Pretty regular evenings out.
Oh yes, then, by then, yes. But by that time, the Durham Committee and other committees had done their worst about our pay, and so by that time you had more money.
Yes. Well, when you... So you would what? You tend to go to shore most, tend to go ashore most evenings, would you?
As a trained soldier, yes.
Yeah. What kind of things would you do? What were the popular haunts and activities in Portsmouth?
You could go ashore every evening, but I don't suppose you went ashore more than twice a week, unless you had some sort of family or domestic connection out in the town or friend. Otherwise, no point in going ashore, because all you could do would go to the pictures and similar activities of that kind. See, this was still in the age when people spent a lot of time in pubs.
So mostly... On shore leave, Marines would tend to congregate in pubs.
No. I didn't say that at all. What I said was that was one of the things that were there.
Yeah.
But by and large, you would go in for a drink, possibly, but mainly you would go out for a walk. But there were very few people at this period who spent their evenings in pubs.
Yeah.
There were some, of course. But there were very few. Pubs were, in the old pre-war style, were on their way out as a recourse for the evening. There were, among the older men, they may have spent more time in pubs, but it was a dying activity as regards us youngsters.
This period around the end of the war years and immediately after the war in Portsmouth itself, were there any particular areas where one had to sort of watch one's step a bit for any reasons?
Well,
ashore in Portsmouth, I mean.
I would say there were some rough areas around the Port Sea area. But I don't think we youngsters were very interested in those, because we were more likely to go for a long walk or something of that kind.
Yes.
I don't think we would be very interested in them at all. They were there.
Yes.
Same as they are in every seaport, I suppose.
I was looking at your service record, and it struck me that from the time you joined up to about 1922, when your service aboard Queen Elizabeth ended, you seem to have quite regular returns to Eastney, to the barracks. You'd be on ship for a few months, then you'd be back for a couple of months and off to ship again and so on. That happened, I think, three or four times. What was the reason for that?
Yes, well, there would be various reasons, but one would be if you were sick on board ship, in the war years and the wars, the years immediately following the war, you would be sent to hospital. And you would be discharged from the hospital to barracks, where you would, and when you went to barracks, it would then be decided whether you would be sent back to your ship or, as circumstances dictate, whether you would be retained in barracks for some other reason.
Yeah.